Dictation for Andrea, A-N-D-R-E-A, Wood, W-O-O-D, June 1357. Address as a letter to Kaylin, K-A-T-E-L-Y-N, Guidman, G-E-I-T-M-A-N, 775-1640. Dear Mrs. Guidman, follow up for Andrea, who has a deceased donor renal transplant, early December 2023, University of Michigan, delay graft function, C. diff colitis, few days after postoperative, cystoscopy done, stent removed in January, creatinine stabilized around 1.7, 1.8. In January, she developed a rupture surgical wound with dehiscence and bowel evisceration. University did a two-stage surgery, making sure that bowel was viable, did not require resection, a mesh was placed. At that time, creatinine is stabilizing around 1.51. In January, a venous doppler was negative for thrombosis. In February, developed COVID infection, eventually influenza A. Did not require hospital admission. He did not require any oxygen or antiviral. Admitted in March, university, because of high potassium, 6.7 with bradycardia in the 30s and 40s. Potassium was corrected with medications, did not require dialysis. Beta blockers were adjusted. At that time, there was positive B, as in boy, K, as in key, virus, requiring adjustment of my myfortic that eventually was restarted. Did not tolerate my nifedipine. Hydralazine added to blood pressure control. At that time, creatinine was 1.9. Was having symptoms of edema, shortness of breath, although no pulmonary embolism was tested. It started on Eliquis without problems, an echocardiogram, preserved ejection fraction 60%, moderate left ventricular hypertrophy, right ventricle was considered normal, nothing to suggest pulmonary hypertension or right ventricular strain, did have moderate aortic regurgitation, a kidney ultrasound 11.8 without obstruction, artery and vein are patent, there is a one complex cyst and two simple cysts on the transplant kidney. Recently has been edema for what LASIK has been adjusted. She has severe arthritis for what she uses a cane, she's obese, has received intravenous iron, presently no nausea, vomiting, although there is early satiety. She is previously known to have a Schatzky ring, S-C-H-A-T-Z-K-I. Denies diarrhea, bleeding, urine without infection, cloudiness, or blood. Edema has improved comparing to at the time of the vein thrombosis. The prior orthopnea has also resolved. No major cough or sputum production. There is some degree of distal activity. Other review system is negative. She's careful with a low sodium and low potassium. The surgical wound, slowly healing, no antibiotics, was on a wound vacuum. Next paragraph, present medications include for transplant on Tacro, 5 milligrams morning, 4 milligrams at night, myfortic 360 twice a day, prednisone 10 milligrams. blood pressure, metoprolol, 75 twice a day, hydralazine, 10 milligrams three times a day, prophylaxis with Bactrim once a day, antiviral Valsite, VSN Victor, ALCYTE, anticoagulation Eliquis, was on 10 milligrams for a twice a day for a week, presently 5 milligrams twice a day. On Lasix, presently 40 twice a day. Prilosec and vitamin D, allopurinol, thyroid. Next paragraph on physical exam, present weight is 190. Blood pressure 128 over 50 on the right side, AV fistula open on the left side. Lungs are clear, no consolidation, probably fusion, appears to be regular, no pericardial rap, obesity of the abdomen, underlying polycystic kidney disease, kidney transplant on the left side, irregular scar without inflammatory changes or drainage, has a minor aortic systolic murmur, 3+ edema below the knees, alert to the intestine 3, non-focal. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistries. There has been a creatinine around 2.22, normal sodium, potassium, metabolic acidosis 20 with a high chloride 116, albumin low at 3.2, corrected calcium normal, phosphorus not elevated, Tacro has been around 7.5, which is therapeutic, anemia 8.8, large MCV 112, a normal white blood cell, minor decreased platelet at 149, protein creatinine ratio 0.4, non-nephrotic, urine analysis negative for blood, negative for protein, GFR is around 24. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. ADPKD, a known family history. She was adopted. Next number, status post deceased donor renal transplant. Next number, CKD, stage 4. Next number, high risk medication, immunosuppressants. Next number, complications, wound dehiscent, bowel evisceration. Bowel was viable on second intention, no resection, wound healing. Next number, severe anemia with macrocytosis, preserved white blood cell, minor decrease of platelets. I do not see recent iron studies, B12 folic acid or reticulocyte. She told me she has received intravenous iron. We are going to check and update it. Consider EPO given advanced renal failure. Next number, no activity in the urine for blood, protein, or cells. Next number, kidney transplant ultrasound, normal size without obstruction, no urinary retention, incidental, simple, and complex cyst. Next number, the vein thrombosis, anticoagulation, was having symptoms respiratory-wise, but she was not tested for pulmonary emboli. Symptoms improve. Next number, coronavirus infection, apparently two opportunities. Next number, C. diff colitis post-transplant. Next number, BK viruses related to transplant. Next number, donor was TMB positive. Next number, obesity. Next number, echocardiogram with preserved ejection fraction, moderate aortic regurgitation, and moderate left ventricular hypertrophy. Next number, edema, lightly represents body size, third spacing low albumin. There is no nephrotic syndrome. There is low level proteinuria. As indicated above, echocardiogram shows right and left-sided heart, for the most part, normal. She's not on any calcium channel blockers. Previously, nifedipine caused edema. Continuous all restriction. Continue present diuretics, monitor potassium kidney function. Next number, antibacterial, PCP prophylaxis as well as antiviral prophylaxis. Next number, all issues discussed with the patient. I review details records from universities in transplant to now. This is a complex visit. Before, during, and after evaluation, the same day of visit, close to an hour and a half. I think her overall weakness and some degree of dyspnea relates more to anemia. We will do some workup about it. This visit was requested by patient. End of dictation.